producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I am crying in my haggis this morning. I got my kilt on, had my scotch this morning, my haggis. Scotland voted last night not to be free. I don't know what's up with that. I think I'll ask the Golden Girls about that later on in this hour. Wow, 300 years, man, and we're not free. I'm your host, Leon Francis. This is the Common Sense Club on Flag Family Radio. And this story about Scotland, I mean, they've had this PR campaign going on for like 2 years. They even lowered the age of voting. So, you know, the 16-year-olds can get in there and vote and that whole thing. And, wow, I don't get it. And I understand the trepidation of going in alone, that sort of thing. I thought they'd be fine. They got huge oil reserves over there. I mean, it's Scotland, man. Come on. You know, I'm crying in my haggis here. That's my point this morning. I think it's a sad deal. Very sad. The Queen will be speaking later today. So that should all give us, you know, I don't know what it's going to give us, but there you go. Hey, the Golden Girls, Ellen Ratner, Blanquita Cullum, they're going to be on. We're going to discuss that and other things in the 8:20 segment. And then I'm going to have at 8:30, I'm going to have my buddy Dustin Garrillo. He's the managing director of the North Dakota Watchdog Network, and we're going to discuss tax relief plans that are on the table from both sides of the aisle. But you know what? And I would love to get the libertarian tax proposal also. So maybe when Jack Stevens stops by, and he'll be here at 10:30, we can ask him about any tax proposals that the libertarians have to offer. But Dustin Garrillo, he's going to be in studio here talking about the Republican tax proposals versus the Democrat tax proposal. So that should be an interesting conversation. And if you have anything to add, if you have a question about anything that you hear here on the Common Sense Club, feel free to pick up the phone, 855-200-1776, extension 2 gets you live on air. Extension 1, you can just leave your question, you know, on the rant line, and we'll play it back. And you know how it goes. 855-200-1776, extension 1 if you don't have time, extension 2 if you do. There you go. I'm a little frazzled about the whole Scotland thing. So you have to bear with me. Like I said, I'm coming in this morning crying with my kilt on. It just, man, it is not a pretty sight here. And tell Scott, don't worry. I'm going to spray this chair down before I leave. I know it kind of weird to everybody out that you got a black guy with a kilt on and that sort of thing. But, you know, I'm hurting. I'm emotionally vulnerable right now. Anyway, now, a couple of are you kidding me things, and I know this is not what's on your mind, but we're right after, you know, this first hour of the Common Sense Club, we're going to go right into what's on your mind. And so I guess one of my are you kidding me, and I hope this is discussed in the very next in the next hour with Scott Hannon and Todd Mitchell, So did you hear about the 15-year-old that was arrested in the West Acres assault case? Have you heard that? Keith Turnus, the folks at West Acres, they had this press conference, and they're sitting there, they're talking about it, and, you know, when we were talking about this story this morning, a couple of things that kind of struck me as odd is, one, you got a 15-year-old school kid. They caught this kid in school, you know. They went over hours and hours of videotape. One of the police officers, you know, kind of recognized the kid. It's like, hey, I know that kid. You know, he had previous dealings, but because of his age, I guess we don't know a whole – they're not going to release a lot about him. But there's tons that I want to know. But this is a 15-year-old kid. Broad daylight assault with a gun. I think the lady was 58 years old. Assaults her, tries to abduct her. What is going on, man? I mean, really, what is going on? 15 years old. When I was 15 years old, I was, probably in being grounded for jumping my bike off the apartment roof onto the other. And if you ever been down there and you saw the area that I grew up, that'd be hilarious because they're really close together. And we were into the whole BMX thing. That's the kind of stuff I was thinking about when I was 15 years old. I don't get it. A 15-year-old kid. Going to school, all of a sudden he gets it in his head, you know what, I'm going to go out and assault and abduct a 58-year-old woman. What is going on with our kids? And this isn't in, like, Compton, you know, or New Orleans, or Detroit. This is in Fargo, North Dakota, man. Are you kidding me? I hope you guys discuss this, because I want to know what... I remember, and I'm going to wax nostalgic for just a second. Bear with me, please. I remember coming here to the frozen Northland, and it's shocking me. I mean, it was just shocking to me that the people that I met, they didn't lock their cars. They would leave, go to work. Their houses would be open all day. And I'm like, hey, man, you got to lock that. You're going to come back and, you know, all of your stuff is going to be gone. And they're like, nah. But that was Fargo. I thought that was awesome. As a matter of fact, when we decided to have kids, you will notice that I did not choose to raise my kids in the South. There's a reason for that, because I like the area. I like the low crime. I like the fact that people are nice here, and, you know, you don't have to worry about certain things that you have to worry about in the inner city. I love all of that. And then you have something like this happen. Kind of makes you scratch your head. What is going on with our kids today? And I really, really hope you guys discuss this issue on What's On Your Mind with Scott and Todd. I want to hear it. I'll be in my car. I want to hear the discussion about that. What do you think is going through a 15-year-old kid's brain as he takes a firearm and tries to abduct someone in broad daylight? That does not... To me, there's something wrong there. I mean, outside of the obvious, you know, the whole a criminal mindset and that sort of thing, this is broad daylight. A 58-year-old, I wonder if he knows her or if this was just a random thing. And there's other avenues you could go down with that. But, wow, that's my – I guess that would be my are you kidding me outside of my beloved Scotland, you know. I or die, man. I or die. What is going on over there? But there you go. So on the other side of this break, we're going to speak with Ellen Ratner, Blanquita Cullum. We do this every morning. Get a little common sense from the left side of the aisle and the right side of the aisle. I do agree with Ellen, though, with the whole dress code thing. Maybe that's what this kid needed, a little structure of a place like Shanley and Sullivan, or, you know, a little uniformity. You know, maybe he needed God in his life or something. I'm saying that kind of tongue-in-cheek, but I think that that's what's missing. Now, especially in the public school setting, there's something wrong when a 15-year-old student would do something of this caliber. There is something seriously, seriously wrong. Are you kidding me? I want to speak with Ellen and Blanquita about two things. I'm going to try to get them both in. I never do. One is the whole Ebola. I don't know if you've heard, but there were eight aid workers killed over there, where we're sending 3,000 troops. That gives me pause right there. We'll be right back. I'm going to talk to them about this and your phone calls right after this break.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Nesset Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to nessetconsulting.com.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We are back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, right here on Flag Family Radio. Calling numbers are, as always, 855-217-76, extension 2 will get you live on air. Blanquita, Ellen, are you there yet?
I'm here.
Okay, good deal. I am a little upset this morning. I'm crying in my haggis. I got my kilt on this morning, much to the chagrin of Scott Hannon, who will have to sit in this chair behind me. So, but what do you make of that? And both of you are well traveled. You know, you know the global landscape. What do you make of Scotland voting against freedom? In my opinion, I or die, freedom. What do you make of that?
Well, they were bribed very well by the British government, so I think that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, they've been with the British government so long. I mean, my goodness gracious. Look, there's talk about in the United States, 1 in 4 want to see secession from the United States. People get unhappy. They're like a state to Britain more than they are. It's just, an adjunct community. So, you know, I'm surprised it came so close, but I'm laughing because, you know, you're wearing the kilt and his first name is Scott.
Oh, wow. I didn't even draw that. See, your brain is firing a lot better than mine. I think it was all the scotch that I imbibed last night, you know, as I'm watching this election. It was hurtful to me. I sympathize with the scotch. And I think, what would William Wallace think right now? He's probably rolling over in his grave right now.
I don't know, but it'll probably bring back sales of that movie, and you'll be able to watch it on Netflix.
Oh, man, I must have watched it 4 times last night, crying, eating my haggis and neeps. I don't know.
What movie are you watching?
The William Wallace movie. What's the name of that? Give Me Freedom.
Braveheart.
Oh,
Braveheart, that's the one.
Braveheart, that's right.
I got that sword hanging on the wall.
You really are a big scottophile.
Oh, man. I am a huge, huge. Anyway, I got to stop talking about it because I'm crying and it's getting on the mic and it's causing shortages.
It's getting on my phone.
What's that?
I said it's getting on my phone.
Yeah, my apologies once again. Now, I want to go to something else that I think is just weird to me. And I want to ask both of you, Ellen and Blanquita, can you name the 3 branches of government?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Legislative, judicial, executive.
Okay. Does it perplex you that only 36% of Americans can name those 3 branches of government?
And you know how I know that so well? Can do it backwards, forwards, and sideways? Because my kid from South Sudan, I've been drumming it in his head.
And,
oh,
you know,
wow.
The other, of course, you know, we live in Washington. But really and truly, people outside of Washington, you ask your audience, really, how many of them know who their representative is? How many people know who the members of the city council are? How many people know the name of the chief of police? How many know the head of the fire department? Who knows the head of the chamber of commerce? I learned years ago after I went through a divorce that I wanted to know everybody because of for my children's sake, for the benefit of my career and my children. And that has helped me in Washington.
Ah, and I got to give it to this audience. This audience is pretty up on their politics. That's why they tune in to the flag here. But, yeah, you're right. I guess I don't know my fire chief. I know the police chief. I know probably. What's that?
Who's your council person?
And see, I don't know that. So I guess you're right.
As local regulations, it starts at the local level. All politics is local.
Oh, yeah. And to be fair, I do know many members on the city council I guess I don't know. Yeah, you're right. So you put me on the spot. You're not supposed to do that.
What day do they meet? How much do they make? Is it a single district council? You know, how does it work?
You're right. And I try to make all the city council meetings. I mean, I was at the last one, and I was there, you know, asking the tough questions. They all had polite smiles on their faces as I'm asking about budget issues and things like that. But yeah, I try to make it down there, and I try to, you know, hold those folks accountable. But you kind of put me on the spot right there a little bit. I think we lost Ellen. Did she drop off? Okay, there we go. Blanquita, one yes. other question that I have for you. Have you heard about the folks down there dealing with Ebola, the 8 aid workers that died? What do you think is going on over there?
I think they don't want people
to know.
Well, I don't think they want people to know how serious it is. And it's kind of getting rid of the evidence, but in fact, they kill the people that could help them. That's what's so horrible.
Wow. And I've been reading stories that say that there's a mistrust of foreign folks coming in to help them. There's a severe mistrust with the populace there. What do you make of that? Is there any credibility in, you know, them worrying about...
I don't know about the area as well as Ellen probably would. I don't know if she's with us, but the fact of the matter is there's a lot of superstition. There's a lot of shame. There's a lot of uneducation. People that are there, very poor. They don't, many of them probably don't read. So they just, part of it's ignorance.
And I would agree with that. But and think about this though, and I said this a couple of days ago. We're sending those 3,000 troops down there. What must that look like to the locals? I don't know. I don't know if it's a good move.
Well, trying to find the right way to convey the message that help is on the way and not an invasion and not a genocide. So it's very important to try to be able to figure out ways to be able to send that message. And I don't know how that would be, but if not, we're going to have a worse outbreak than ever.
Have you heard the rumors that it has gone airborne?
Yeah, but I don't know that I trust that.
Yeah, and that's another thing. There's a trust factor missing, and with me in the media, I don't trust like 80% of what's going on. You know, I take everything with a grain of salt, but it worries me that our soldiers are going to go over there and bring Ebola back. I mean, there's so many concerns there. Thank you for coming on and bantering with me a little bit and comforting me as I cry in my haggis.
Have a good weekend.
And
don't
we'll,
let it kill me.
I won't. I will be right back with Dustin Garrillo.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
That I'm a little frazzled this morning. I don't know how many folks tried. Well, I know how many folks tried to contact me yesterday. But my iPhone that's been with me for like 5 years from the beginning, decided that yesterday it just wasn't going to work anymore. About midday. So if you were trying to contact me and that sort of thing, you know, I have a loaner phone right now, but all of my contacts are gone and I have to get a new phone today. So there you go. Right now I'm trying to reach out to my buddy Dustin Garlow, but again, I got no contacts. So Dustin, if you're listening, call in and give my producer your phone number and my apologies. Didn't even think about that. How my iPhone is affecting my show today. I got a contest for you guys though. I have a spaghetti dinner. This is by Grace Lutheran Church. They have a spaghetti dinner on September the 27th. It's their 39th annual spaghetti dinner. I will give you the first three callers. I'll give you two tickets for this spaghetti dinner. The adult is $9. The children is the child ticket is $5. You can get in for free. If you can call in and tell me the three branches of government. There you go. It doesn't get any simpler than that. And I know this audience is good for this. I know that they can do this because, you know, we have the smartest audience in a talk a radio. We do. Three branches of government. Let's go. You know, if you can call in and tell me 855-217-76, extension 2, if you can call in and tell me that, you'll get two tickets to the 39th annual spaghetti dinner at Grace Lutheran School. Something else that I really want to make sure that you guys are aware of, Dr. Stotsky will be in Fargo tonight at the Doublewood at 6 o'clock. She's going to have a little reception and a press release at 6. And then she's going to have her presentation at 7. It is open, free to the public. I would encourage you strongly, strongly, if you need to know anything about Common Core, if you're up in the air or you don't know anything, if you're a novice to the whole Common Core debate, or if you heard our good governor, Jack Dalrymple, give homogena to the folks, basically saying that they're extremists that don't agree with the Common Core state. If you think that he is nuts taking that stance, you're going to want to be there at the Doublewood tonight. You're going to want to be there tonight at the Doublewood, 6 o'clock for the press release, and 7 o'clock for the presentation. Dr. Sandra Stosky, she was on the original validation committee. She has been all over the country speaking about the ills of Common Core, from its conception to its implementation, and now it's not state-led as we were led to believe, and that sort of thing. She is a wealth of knowledge. Make sure you are there tonight at the Doublewood. So, Ken and Moorhead, you have an answer for me.
Three branches of government, executive, legislative, and judicial.
Good deal. So, Ken, you got the tickets, man. You're going to go to the 39th annual spaghetti dinner. That's Saturday, September 27th. Hang on the line, and my producer will get your information. We'll get these tickets right out to you, man. Are you
all
surprised
right,
that 30-some-odd percent of the folks out there, only 30-some-odd percent of the folks out there knew that, 36%.
Wow.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah, well, that is. But I learned that in high school. So.
Right. Thanks, man. Hang on the line, and my producer will get your info. I think we have Dustin. Dustin, are you there?
Sure am, Leon.
Sorry, man. Man, my iPhone died on me yesterday. We were like trying to find numbers to reach out to folks. And yeah, it's been, your iPhone is, your phones and your contacts are so integrated into your day that, you know, it affects your job performance, I guess. There you go. How are you doing?
It certainly does.
Man.
I'm doing very well.
So, we had you on, I think, a week prior to this, right before A-Strip was on. I think it might have been on the same day, and we were talking about his tax proposal. I said, wow, this sounds really good, you know, that sort of thing. And then we had a conversation on air, and you kind of got the short end of the stick because you didn't have a lot of time to develop, you know. So, and you are... You are the managing director of the North Dakota Watchdog Network. Just want to so folks will know that. And you're going to discuss the tax relief plans being proposed by both parties. I really did. You have a tax proposal for the Libertarian Party?
Well, I don't know that they have one.
Okay.
Guess would be that they, at least on the property taxes, you know, they probably would want to eliminate it. I don't know. I won't speak for them.
Okay.
I don't know that they have an active candidate even. So
they do. As a matter of fact, I've met him before, and I'm drawing a blank on his name again. No, I'm not Jack for tax commissioner. But we're going to have Jack Seaman on, at 10:30. So maybe I'll call in and ask him, or maybe I'll have Scott ask him. But, so we don't cut into any more your time. So you have, a property tax plan comparison between Ryan and Jason, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Let's dig into that a little bit. The Ryan Rauschenberger, the Republican tax proposal.
Well, basically, it is a continuation of the scheme that has been in place now for 3 legislative sessions, and every session it is increased in its cost. And
when you say scheme, do you mean that in the, is that just semantics, or do you see it as like a shell game?
Oh yeah, it's absolutely a shell game because it is sold to the public as if taxes are going down. Property taxes aren't going down. It's just that somebody else is paying for it. And in fact, the somebody else is actually you because your income taxes go into the state treasury, and then the state sends those income taxes to your local government, who reduces your property taxes and says that your taxes went down. And so, in the end, you're still paying. You're paying for your own property tax relief. You're just not knowing it.
Ha. Huh. Okay. So, again, and I apologize for cutting you off. You say the Republican plan is just a continuation of what we already have.
Right. Yeah.
My apologies. Go ahead.
You know, right now, what was passed in the 2013 legislative session was an $857 million package that was twice as much as what the previous plan did, and basically was a doubling down on the previous property tax relief plan. But the difference is that instead of just having it be a separate line item on the budget called property tax relief, the bulk of those dollars was put into but overall education funding, made permanent education funding, so that there couldn't be any claims that someday the state would pull that back. Well, the state might have to pull that back someday, and if they do because the economy goes down or whatever, then the politicians will be accused of cutting education funding rather than rolling back the property tax relief. And so it was kind of a trap that was set for Republicans, really, by their own party. In that, you know, if they ever have to, you know, curtail the spending at the state level, they're really going to be hurting politically because of it. And another piece of the current Republican proposal is to expand the 12% tax credit that the state pays your county on your behalf to 25%. So right now, the state is basically paying 80% of the education bill. And what they want to do is continue doing that and then take the state-paid property tax credit from 12% to 25% of the rest of your property tax bill. So in the end, if the Republican plan were to go through as proposed, the state would be paying roughly 45% of your property tax using your other taxes.
Okay. And is the Republican plan, is it, does it save us any money? I heard that it was, like $200 million cheaper, but, you're saying that $200 million of the $500 million may or may not be a double counting of previously acknowledged costs to maintain the new, education funding. So is it actually cheaper or no?
Well, here's part of the game that's being played, and that is Republicans want to have it both ways. They want to be given credit for increasing education funding while simultaneously calling it property tax relief. And while the more the state puts in the education, the less tax your local school board has to levy, you can't call it both. And we know that because the new formula set by the state was such a huge increase in spending, and we also know that many districts are seeing rapid growth, there's been talk that there's going to be 10,000 new students statewide, which is, you know, we're finally getting back up to those enrollment levels that we were in the 80s, you know, because we were on the decline for two decades when it comes to student enrollment. And now, in order to pay for those 10,000 new students under the current funding formula, it's going to cost $200 million. And that's a quote that the Education Committee chairman has been quoted in the Fargo Forum as saying. And so we're not quite sure whether $200 million of the $500 million new dollars going into this program are actually dollars that were going to go there anyway. And when politicians take credit for dollars that were already planned and being spent, it's kind of disingenuous.
Yep. And we'll be right back with more of Dustin Garrillo. Right after this, I want you to parse out the Democrat plan when we come back. We'll be right back right after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Preference Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Preference Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Preference Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Preference Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
All right, golfers, listen up. I know summer's slipping away, but fall is a great time for golf, and my friends at Chase on the Lake wanted me to invite you to beautiful Walker, Minnesota for a great deal. Fall golf is beautiful, all the colors. Well, here's your chance to play some top-notch courses while enjoying Leech Lake and Chase on the Lake Resort. The package includes one night lodging in a classic hotel room, one dinner in the award-winning 502 restaurant, and one round of golf at either Tiana Country Club or Long Bowl Golf Club. If you go Sunday through Thursday, it's only $129, just $30 more for the weekend. Think about it. The rooms at Chase are spacious and wonderful, easily worth the $129 by themselves. Then you get golf at a championship golf course. Throw in a meal at the 502, you're coming in at half price. Room at Chase, round of golf at Tiana or Longbow, plus a meal at the 502. All that for $129 Sunday through Thursday or $30 more on the weekend. Go to chaseonthelake.com. Enter promo code Scott. Get this great fall golfing package. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We're back. back. We are back. This is the Common Sense Club, and I am your host, Leon Francis, right here on Flag Family Radio. And my guest today is Dustin Garrillo. He's the managing director of the North Dakota Watchdog Network, and we're discussing the tax plans being discussed by both parties, the Democrats and the Republicans. We kind of just went through in the last segment the Republican tax proposal, and now, and I hope you can do this in 4 minutes, man. I want you to discuss Astrup's tax proposal.
Well, basically, it leaves the current education funding formula in place, so there's no difference when it comes to education funding than the Republican plan. It leaves the 12% property tax credit in place rather than doubling it like the Republican plan. And instead of doing that, it creates a $75,000 universal homestead credit for all owner-occupied property. That costs about $100 million more than the Republican plan of creating that tax credit or doubling that tax credit. But the difference is that the $75,000 is applied at the bottom of the formula when it comes to your assessed value of your home, rather than once the entire budget process has gone through and then the state paying whatever the local government decides is going to be their budget. And then it also creates a 5% renter's credit up to $500 per year, which obviously the Republican plan does not have at all. And so basically the Democrat plan is about $200 million more than the Republican plan, but the Democrat plan has a little bit more reform than the Republican plan. The Republican plan has zero reform, and the Democrat plan has a little bit because that $75,000 universal homestead credit creates the state's involvement and changes the way the state is involved in paying part of your property tax. Overall, you know, what I've said is that the plans are very close. You know, it's a coin flip difference between the two. And the problem is there's plenty of ideas for property tax reforms that have been out there that do not include abolishing it completely. And those ideas, with the exception of what Senator Dwight Cook has thrown out there, which is to abolish the mill levy system and go to a percentage system, very few ideas outside of that have even been discussed or being taken seriously as something to address in the next session. And we really think that needs to change. We need to look at true reforms, you know, eliminating local discretionary property tax exemptions, standardizing the assessment process, eliminating the automatic tax increase when your value goes up. You should not have to be paying more tax just because the value of your home goes up because somebody says it does. And, you know, really when it comes down to it, we need more competition and ideas. And frankly, on the property tax issue, neither party really is pushing any revolutionary thoughts on this matter.
So what would your proposal be? You had a dog in this fight and folks would take your proposal. What would your proposal be?
Well, what I would do is I would create that $75,000 exemption and I would swap it out for the discretionary exemptions that local governments are able to hand out on a discretionary basis. If you get an exemption, everybody should get it. It should be statewide. There shouldn't be this cherry-picking approach to tax exemptions when it comes to property tax. That's the first thing. The second thing is when the values in a taxing district go up, the mill levy should go down the same percentage. And then if the local government wants more money, they need to vote for it. They need to vote to increase your taxes. They should not be able to just let your taxes increase automatically and say they held the line on the mill levy, because mill levy can stay the same. If your values go up, your taxes go up. And if your taxes go up, somebody should have to vote for that. You know, on your school board, on your city council, on your county commission, somebody should have to vote for it. If you pay more in tax, somebody should have to vote yes or no on that.
Oh, I agree. Where can folks go to find out more about what you guys do over there at the North Dakota Watchdog Network?
They can go to our website at watchingnd.com, sign up for our email updates, and if they want to get a hold of me, my office number is 701-390-9231.
And Dustin has a breakdown on the North Dakota Watchdog Network on his website over there comparing property tax plans. You should really read it. I mean, it's a lot of food for thought there. Want to thank you for coming on the show today and you know, giving us a side-by-side comparison of Ryan's plan and Jason's plan. And I'm going to talk to Jack, and he's going to be on the show at 10:30, so someone else could call in and ask him the question, you know, hey, what does the libertarian tax proposal look like? And maybe we'll get an answer from the Libertarian Party. But I want to thank you for coming on and discussing the differences between the Republican versus the Democrat tax proposals here today, Dustin.
Sure thing.
Wow. I think we just had a Matrix moment. What was that all about? Anyway, thanks, Dustin. Now, and remember, Jack Seaman will be on with Scott and Todd at 10:30. So make sure you call in. And it's an Are You Kidding Me Friday. So call in with your Are You Kidding Me stories and ideas with Scott and Todd right after this break. At the top of the hour, as a matter of fact. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
New York City at Christmas time. It's magical. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnom. Together with the North Dakota Farm Bureau, inviting you to enjoy a New York City holiday. 4 nights in Manhattan, the Big Apple, beginning December 7th. Join my wife, Maria, and I, and lots of good folks from all across the region as the North Dakota Farm Bureau has put together a great package at a great price. It's all-inclusive. That's right, New York City. Even before the first snowflakes fall, the city transforms into a magical Christmas wonderland. Lights and decorations and skaters in Central Park and the Rockettes kicking up their heels at Radio City. It's going to be fantastic. This trip includes everything. The tours, the Broadway show, the Statue of Liberty, everything you need to see, plus 4 nights in the wonderful Belvedere Hotel. This place is amazing. 6 meals, 4 breakfasts, 2 dinners, a professional tour director. It's incredible. And it's at a great price. Membership has its benefits, so check it out at ndfb.org. The North Dakota Farm Bureau, ndfb.org. Join us in New York City this Christmas.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
1 out of 3 young adults and 1 out of 2 recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes units. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123. $3.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.